You're listening to the Kerry Woodham Mornings Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
If you're a teenager addicted to your phone and the world that lies within and beyond your apps, it's the end of the world as you know it today. The government's ban on phones in schools kicks in as kids return to school for term two, meaning students won't be able to use their cell phones during the day, including at lunchtime and during breaks. Some schools have gone early. Some schools introduced it at term one. They saw the writing on the wall, thought they'd bed it in before they were required to by law. Others have gone even earlier. They decided it was the right thing for their school to ban cell phones and they didn't need a government imperative to do so. In a shocking departure from the norm, there seems to be wholesale support for the ban, despite it being an initiative of the wicked evil national government. It appears that the headlines are in the main supportive, that the media have found people who are supportive of the ban, like New Zealand Secondary Principals Council Chair Kate Gainsford. She says schools across the country already have measures in place, but the changes will make it easier to stop distractions. She says parents have appreciated the support because they're having the same sorts of conversations in their own homes about the harmful effects of too much time online, about limiting screen time. So now you've got rules around cell phone use at home that are being replicated in the school grounds. So the adults are working together. It seems that parents, educators, even some of the kids, agree that 24/7 access to cell phones is a bad idea. But for years, nobody wanted to be the one with the stick. You wanted to be down with the kids, on their level. You didn't want to impinge on their freedoms. And then along came Erica Stanford. When she entered government as part of the national team in the coalition government, she was big on banning the cell phones. And she says she has no problem waving a big stick if it means the kids will benefit.
I've had a lot of principals say to me, look, it was really hard. There's lots of pushback from kids, but now you've done it. You're the bad guy. I'm quite happy to be the bad guy, Mike. It means improved mental health and academic outcomes for our kids. I mean, there was a Norwegian study that's just come out saying that this has got incredibly good outcomes for especially low socioeconomic girls for their mental health, but also GPA grades and bullying is reduced as well. So, look, I'm happy to be the bad guy.
That was bad guy. Erica Stanford, Education Minister, talking to Mike Hosking this morning. It's not just Norwegian studies. Studies by researchers at the University of Texas and Louisiana State University found that when cell phones were banned from ringing their smartphones, when students were banned from ringing their smartphones into the classroom, their grades quickly improved around an average of 6%. That's without the distractions. That's amazing. The results were most pronounced for high school students over 16. It's even better for at-risk students, as Erica Stanford referred to. Students who live in poverty or attend special education classes benefited approximately twice as much as their peers after ditching the technological distraction. By removing phones from the classroom, apparently it's the equivalent of adding an extra hour of class per week. Students lose almost a full week of school interacting with their phones rather than engaging in class time. So the studies are coming out saying the only ones I can find counter, and, you know, depending on your point of view, you might find more arguments against, are that children feel infantilized. Well, your children, you know, it's kind of the point. And if you can't stay off your phones, then it shows that your childlike behaviour needs to be modified. I just cannot believe that teachers, principals feel so disempowered that they can't make the rules in their own schools. Some did, you know, some have and some did, and good on them. But a lot of principals didn't want to have a battle with parents who said, I need to get in touch with my child in case there's emergency. Well, you know, there is still the school PA. Let's go analog and use your copper phone to dial up Mrs. Grimes, the school secretary, and she will be able to pass on a message. She will also be able to vet whether it is indeed an emergency. "I forgot to pack your lunch, darling. Mummy will bring it in 2 hours," is not an emergency. And Mrs. Grimes knows that, so she won't pass that message on, you know. So I just cannot see any downside to this. There's a lot of cyberbullying that goes on, and while the internet has been an extraordinary invention and cell phones have been amazing and we can't go back and nor would we want to, the dark side, the downside is severe and cruel, and the cyberbullying is vicious. Kids should be safe at school. They shouldn't have to be checking their phones under their desks, desperately making sure that nobody's started, for no reason at all, a campaign against them that's going to ruin their lives for the next 5 years. School should be a safe place. Home should be a safe place. Surely there is nobody who would speak against a ban on cell phones in schools. It's a good move.
For more from Kerry Woodham Mornings, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.